Channel 1 Right, and this is Frankie's visit. Channel 1 Right, and beginning of the visit was Franklin, his first visit since his daddy's been gone, this middle of June, I guess, maybe the 1st of June. Channel 1 Right, the visit was Franklin, this little short visit with Franklin. He came up to get me to push him off. His car wouldn't start. He had a wreck. He wrecked it. Channel 1 Right, and beginning of the visit with Franklin, this middle of June, 1972.
And so she knew when it was going to be.
Yeah, they told me. Right, Sunday night, told.
Yeah.
So he's glad to get things going.
Yeah, I believe he will.
You be.
Give him a soda pop, babe.
Yeah.
No, I just got through eating about four from there. He thanks me. No, I stopped buying about the trailer. We'll stop up out here, but something broken, messing with the trailer again.
Oh, really?
Proud of the lock off.
Oh, really? Oh, ain't that awful. Isn't that awful? Nothing in it.
I know. Just the idea of getting in it.
Where was that? I saw a sign. Oh, yeah. In a telephone booth. You know what it said?
What?
He said, this telephone, face telephone, is emptied every day.
Yeah.
So if they prize it open, all they get is a $0.50, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You quit.
I got to work this afternoon. No station. You know Freddie Wood, don't you? Well, Ed's got to rebuild that tractor for him.
Huh?
Ed's got to rebuild a tractor for him.
What's the matter with it?
Well, Frank, the guy that was killed, started it, but never did finish it. Y'all heard about Frank getting killed, did you?
No.
You know Frank?
Frank, too.
Nah, I forget his last name. Like, everybody called him Jarhead, though.
Frank Bob Barnball.
Yeah.
That was his funeral ground there. I saw the grave down there. Right down there where his daddy was.
Yeah, I believe so. Well, he died. Yeah, he died. Someone went over him last Friday night, I believe.
Run over him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone went over him.
Where?
Someplace around Oak Hill, where Oak Hill is. Mm-hmm. Must have been drinking or something. No, he's been drinking. He drinks all the time. He was walking home or something.
Oh.
And somebody hit him. So anyway, Fred's tractor's down there apart, so he asked Ed to put it back together. It's from one end of that house to the other. Pieces of it.
That's a job, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
And you got to rebuild a motor and everything. It's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together.
Yes. You know, this fella down there at Ocala that fixes my machines for me, he's mighty good. And he said he could fix something in 5 minutes that'd take another fella all day to do. When the other fella didn't know and had to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And that electronic stuff can just
be a mess.
Yeah.
A big mess.
You got those impedances and all like that, you see. You don't know what they are unless you got them written out.
Mm-hmm. You remember wrecking a car, didn't you?
No.
It rolled it. I wrecked it. Last Tuesday.
After you put your transmission in? Oh, Frank.
Hit a hole in the road and threw me off balance and back in, swung around, rolled over.
Where'd you go?
I stayed in.
No doubt.
The top was on. It didn't crash the top. It just tore the top, tore the material of the top, and bent the frame a little bit, but it didn't cave in.
I didn't know it had a top.
Yeah. Convertible.
Is that the one I rode in?
Yeah.
It had a top. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. It rolls up and down.
You can't fix it.
I got a trailer now. I got a windshield in. Break down and see what Ed thinks about. See if it'd be better to fix it or get another one. But it will scare me. My hands healed up now before the car hit.
Where'd that take place?
Oh, at the other side of Hawthorne on the dirt road. Yeah, it helped.
And on that road, no traffic.
No traffic, right.
What are you doing over there?
Been swimming. I went swimming. We had exams Friday till and Tuesday till about 15 or 2, so I couldn't go to work. So that's when I went swimming a few minutes and coming back.
Yeah.
And go over with him. We pushed it back over and drove it on home.
Oh, you can drive it?
Oh, yeah. I got down there. We got back down there in a minute. Go to work.
You think it passed inspection?
No, it wasn't passed inspection.
Not without a windshield,
or not without a windshield, and probably have it lined up again. Y'all have front end checked again for keeping. I put a new front end under. New ball joints, shocks, tires on them,
okay.
Transmission in them. I didn't get a shake. I did. But now, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I tell you what, we could swap even, Frank, for my old Chrysler. It all fell apart in one day.
What did it do?
But this transmission fell apart, and the engine has got a rattle in it, and the
just had passed inspection. Just fine.
And everything was doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got some mileage on it.
Now, let me tell you. Now, don't you say this. But I got old one of the mechanics over there at Bradenton. He kept it a day or two and took it through the inspection. And you know what they do. He get it out on the road there and take it right up 3 miles an hour. It wouldn't do that. It didn't have the guts to do it. I know that's partly it, you see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bound to be it. Because you never did drive it hard.
Oh, no.
You never did drive it hard, and someone just getting all of a sudden just punched up to 89 miles an hour, it won't take it.
No, I just touched that speedometer.
That's what it did.
Well, you gotta have something that'll. Hey, when you get these mechanics to hold of a car, you gotta have something that'll respond, haven't you?
Yeah.
See, your daddy is the same way. He got that new pickup, that new truck.
Yeah.
He never gets under 80.
No, you might now, though. You might now. How did you ever get on the
lead? I rode with him to a Cali one day, and he took it easy. But that just goes out with him, you see. It sort of held him up,
mm-hmm.
Put him behind schedule.
When he's by himself, well, most of them drive fast.
Yeah.
It don't pay to drive fast. I've learned too many times.
Yeah.
He sort of scared you the other night, didn't he?
And I wrecked that car?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Another guy was with me. He got out and just started laughing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because they had to do that to keep him getting all shook up.
But your car?
Well, not a car. I just stood there, shaking.
So he just got up and started laughing. So he wouldn't get shook up.
Yeah. He'd be And he beat me out of the car. Like, we had the windows down. We rolled out the window hole. He's about your size and beat me out of the car.
Yeah. And you in a hurry, too.
Yeah, I both of us in a hurry. He got a little scratch, just about a half an inch long on his neck, and I got that on my hand. Lucky we ain't pushing up daisies or something. No, go ahead.
You haven't had any wrecks.
Just that one.
You bunch of clutch up or whatever it is, but you never have had a wreck, have you?
No, not really.
Well, that's right, Faye.
Well, you've had things happen to your car.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sure can happen quick, can it?
Just like that. It happened just that quick, too. I seen I hit the hole and tried to dodge it. I tried to dodge it, but I went right in the middle of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I went right in the middle of it. I threw my tires this way, my front tire that way.
Yeah.
My back end slid around, slid around again, and just hit the, went down the side of the road, you know, where the ditch is, and just go over on the side of the ditch.
You always push it back over.
I tell you, dodging a hole that's a tricky thing when you're moving along.
I was going that fast, though. I mean, I was just going too fast, I guess, when I hit that hole. I mean, just slung my car, that car's light anyway. It just slung me back in right around instantly.
Yeah. That's terrible. What happened to your transmission?
It just went. I mean, they had adjusted too tight. And the linkage changed on adjusted it. Bands were just too tight and I wore my clutches out and broke and cracked my seals and stuff, yeah. So I was scraping metal to metal and after a while it just wouldn't go.
Yeah.
They got a little something like a, you know what brake shoes like on slide?
Yeah.
So they got something similar to that and then a band that changes the gears and goes around. They wore them out.
Yeah.
Wore them out.
Well, now that's it, you see. And it's in there where you can't adjust it.
Yeah.
I'd think the transmission would be right tricky to remodel.
There is a lot big power. They got a big cigar box full of seals doing it.
Yeah.
And automatic. Plus, they got all them clutches and all them clutch drums, clutches and stuff in there. Yes, that's a lot. It's a lot. I don't know, you know what you're doing.
Yes.
I won't tackle one. Don't know the first thing about it, except putting them in and out.
Did Eddie help you put yours in, or did he put it in?
I put it in. He helped me with it, but I did all the work. He told me I was doing something wrong with him.
Is he a pretty good mechanic?
He's a pretty good mechanic.
I didn't know he was a mechanic at all. And now, you know, one trouble with mechanics, Franklin, is they take on jobs that's ahead of them. Now that's what happened to Miller. He tried to work on cars that he didn't understand. Now if Eddie will stay within, you know.
Mm-hmm. Reach.
Stay within his reach. He'd be a great help, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. And he's got him a race car.
Race car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, man. He's putting the motorbike together. He worked on last night when I was over there.
Yeah.
Plus, he is his own, so he ain't got nothing else to do then. If he got. He's built two or three motors there, Pontiac, a Chevrolet, a Ford. He did all kind of work like that.
Oh, really?
Air conditioning work. He always stays busy.
Yeah.
You'd rather be out there doing something than
in there. Can he collect?
Yeah, he's getting to the point where he's showing him who's boss. They were there for a while, about a month, they wouldn't pay at all. They put a big sign up there. All bills must be paid by the first of the month and no more credit.
Well, hell, that's all. Some of them want just one try, one.
That's why he takes them to court if you don't pay. He took one to court when the rest of them finally took that one to court. Come in that first last of the month and pay them. Now he got two or three regular customers. Credit customers, pay by the week. And he let cash a check here. There's one or two try to mess him up.
There's all some we can leave him to.
Might do that.
Well, I tell you, that credit business for small. For a small concern.
You can't afford to lose many checks, can you, with all that stuff?
He just got a nice good education.
But
he just got a nice good education.
Nice good education?
He quit school in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Well, I can give it a word.
Well, let me see, Franklin. There's something I wanted to ask you about. What was it? Yes. Did you hear all that singing those fellows did?
No, I had to work. Daddy's? Make him down?
Yeah.
No, I had to work.
You never heard him before.
I heard on record and tape. Other than that, I have.
Well, do they sound just like anybody else?
Yeah.
Well, what did your daddy? Why was he so head up over?
So disappointed?
I didn't think he was disappointed. I thought he was pleased with him.
Oh yeah, he was pleased with me. He wasn't too pleased with the church out there.
No, but he liked what they did.
Yeah.
Well, what'd he like about it?
I don't know. I mean, he just didn't. I wouldn't really know what was going on.
But you thought they sounded like anybody else.
Well, they sing different musicals. They play bluegrass, but other than that.
Well, what's bluegrass?
I don't really know, to tell you the
truth. Well, it would be hard to say. Well, I heard them, and I'll tell you. I never heard anything like it.
Not
and I didn't pay attention to your daddy. I thought, well, that's a bunch of old West Virginia, Ohio fellas. He come bring it down here. They sound like anybody else, but they didn't. No, not over there they didn't.
Oh, not in that place, no.
No, sir. Not the way they performed. They didn't sing like anybody else. But I don't know the difference, you see. I'm not up on that like you all are.
Well, I don't really speak that music that much.
Well, no, but you listen to it right, Mike.
Yeah.
I was just waiting, hoping your mama would come over. And
well, I can bring her over some afternoon if you want me to.
No, just we'll have a picnic someday. And I get her to talk a little bit about it. See, she would know.
Yeah.
I guess.
She should.
Yeah, they do things I hadn't heard of the singers do. You know, really interesting.
I like the music. I like the way they do it. I'm gonna go up to West Virginia this August. They're supposed to sing up there.
Yes, all night.
And I'm gonna go to.
All night. That's what your dad said he was gonna do.
Yeah. They like to when they go someplace. They like to sing. They're not just two or three songs. A whole slew of them. They like to really get it out.
Yeah.
But over at the Saturday night, they didn't sing too many. The preacher wouldn't. They said the preacher wouldn't let him. Yeah, they had to go home and do something. They like to get out when they go to sing. Like to go to sing, not just two or three. They really have a good time.
Well, I tell you, it's a bad day. It's rainy, you know. So
yeah.
And then your daddy wasn't there himself, you see, to sort of keep things moving. You can't turn it over to somebody else.
No.
Something like that. Now you're not working over here all the time.
No, I work at the university, but I went to Tampa and I just got back in a few minutes ago, so I didn't go to work today.
Oh.
I work full time at the university now.
Well, I see. You went down yourself.
No, Mama and Laura went. Laura took Mama down. I went down too to see.
You went down with Laura
mm-hmm.
in her
to her.
She just dropped you over here?
No, I drove a Mustang up there, but got a dead bear. I could jump it off the track.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it over to Ed and see what he can do, see what he thinks about it, get his opinion of it, and if his thing's worth fixing, I'll fix it then.
Yeah.
I'll just sell it out.
All right. I'll trade you my old
price.
Right,
I might
just
fix that
price. I might, I wouldn't mind working on it, experimenting with it.
Mm-hmm. You guys had tractors,
did
you? Did you work over here on weekends?
Yeah.
Right?
I was he wanted me to have him pull that tractor in this afternoon. Was there anybody else over there? And I bought my I decided to bring my Mustang down. So I could get one of y'all getting right over so I can jump the car off. The battery dead. When I turned it over, all my asses pulled down that battery. Right. Battery's dead.
Right?
Yeah. You got a V8 motor in that thing.
Yeah.
Don't need one. Need a little old 6-cylinder.
Yeah.
Or 4-cylinder.
Yeah.
That thing does like a gas.
Nice, you cut out on the gas, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure would. I could only get 9 or 10 miles a gallon.
With a little car like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, Franklin, golly, you're working full time over there and then on weekends too. You ought to be doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Doing pretty good. Stay out of trouble. You know. Tiring because in the afternoon you can't do too much. So, mess around the house a little bit.
Yeah. Keep going all the time.
I'm fixing a truck up now. Chevrolet.
Yeah.
I ain't seen but one more like it in Gainesville though. Show it to you in about a couple of weeks and get fixed.
Yeah.
I should be home by 4th of July.
Don't tell me. You mean just for a visit?
Nope.
But he's going to miss that down there, isn't he?
I believe he will.
Everything quiet down there? They come in there and take a seat?
Yeah, I believe he is going to miss it, to tell the truth.
Tell him what to do and when to do it. Now he'll have to get out on his own,
won't
you?
Yeah. But I believe he'll like himself here better. He'll be back home again.
Yeah. You think he'll get used to it?
Yeah. Right quick, I believe.
Right quick.
Well, I gotta go because we're supposed to pull that track, man.
Yeah, I see. Well, we appreciate you coming by, friend. Glad you got
to view
from your day.
Yeah, you want to take it one of y'all run down so I can jump that car off?
Sure.
But that's going to take a lot of persuasion. McGovern.
Yeah, I went right around 3:50 in the end of the visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. Yeah, I went right around 3:50 in the end of the visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. Channel 1 right, and beginning the visit, the end of the visit with Franklin, around 350, this middle of June, 1972. Now I'm setting this up for Wade, and Mimi, and maybe Jane, for the first session this summer. This Saturday, the 24th of June, 72. Saturday, 24th June, 72, and this is Channel 1 Right, around 360 or 70. I'm setting it up for the visit with Wade and Mimi and Jane. This Saturday, the 24th of June, 72.